Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, goodness. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah, I hear what? You.
We hear you.
I heard
only
you
me?
Go.
What are we supposed to be hearing?
John's setting stuff up, and I can totally hear that. And I guess it's just not feeding
it's just
through.
Your local mix, huh? That's great. That's good.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I hope he doesn't start talking. Anyway, let's do the news, and then I can just mute myself and figure
out. Testing, oh, testing. One, two, one, two.
Oh, my God. It's quite loud. Hit it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Make sure you get the Radio.com app and listen to us all day. Jane is currently doing her hair for her show and wants you to listen.
Yep.
Don't miss out.
Yep.
She's probably picking an outfit specifically for today's broadcast that you need to hear.
She's actually wondering what this emoji means. Is it a high five? Is it hands in prayer? Is it clapping?
I usually find out by typing in my guess and then seeing if it comes up as a suggested emoji underneath. I believe that is praying hands.
Yes. I actually think that I always thought it was like maybe thank you, like a namaste kind of like. You know, thank you. But hold on. Let me type in namaste and see if it's.
It'll usually give you the.
Doesn't. Right. It'll pop up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Praying thank shows somebody you. On their knees. When I type
yeah, there's a few praying. There's also the you'll get the hands with the little stars around them.
Yeah, I usually use that when I'm asking for a favor. Like, please.
Oh, can you? Oh, like pretty, please. Yeah. I'm praying to you.
That pops up.
Can you
prayer,
do this for
Sarah.
Me, please? Yeah. Oh.
A young person has spoken, everyone. Now you know.
So when you type in please, that pops up?
No, it doesn't pop up for me. I just do that. So
prayer, that pops up for prayer.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, nothing's popping up for me.
It's Tuesday. 1 week from today is the day we vote, everyone.
The big day.
And it looks like there's a percentage of Americans who say, if their guy doesn't win, they're out of here.
Okay, bye.
And so it's 8 days from now, you'll hear a bunch of people take that back and say, well.
I was figuratively speaking.
Being dramatic.
I am mentally out of here. Although, you know.
Support my guy.
A lot of people have left. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm out of here.
Well, and that's, I don't fault someone who decides that they want to.
You got
to
do what you want to do.
They want it their way. And if they're going to pay taxes, they want to. They wanted them used the way. I get all that. That's cool. You know, I don't have that feeling at all.
A lot of people don't feel welcome in this country now.
I vote. And then that's part of it. You know what? I get that. I do. Mm-hmm. I vote. I do my part, and then I get on with my life. I can't.
Right.
But you know what I do wish, and I hope this comes from, I mean, we have had other, you know, women run for very high offices, but I hope Kamala is another example of I want to see more women run. I want to see more people of color run. I would love that. Like, run. If you're really into it, change it from within.
Well, it can often be very difficult to reach the echelons of people who can be taken seriously for president, too. Like, you know, most of the time, president guy accepted, you've had a long career in service. And your views are well known, and you've made a name for yourself in Washington already, or you're a governor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, start on a local level and work your way up. And a lot of people do this. I mean, state legislature can look a lot different than what actually makes it to Washington.
Well, what I would say, and this is only because I've watched it happen with one of our old interns, but Mia Matir, she just joins campaigns and helps that person run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way, I guess, to start at the ground level, get involved with a local election for someone you want to see win, and whether that's handing out pamphlets or
door-to-door stuff, right?
Whatever, getting on the phone or, you know, help out. make a difference that way. If it's all consuming for you, you should do something other than post on Facebook.
Ah, what a great point.
Also, time changes this weekend. We fall back. So remember that. And the World Series continues tonight. The Tampa Bay Rays must win or it's over. So there's that. And by the way, that was an official stat. 16% of U.S. residents would consider leaving the country if their candidate loses. So that's, they say that's even up from 2016.
Wow, surprising. Surprised to hear that's up.
More people believe they're out of here.
And some people actually do leave. And like you said, you got to do it if you got to do it.
Yeah. Until 2020, I really liked it here. And then 2020 has been so hard. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure this is like a global thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're going to go someplace else and life's going to be normal.
Yeah, I don't know, though, that everyone's dealing with fire evacuations, though. That's a doozy. That was a curveball.
Certainly have our problems.
Speaking of
specific to us.
Great outdoors. A lot of people have spent more money and more time outdoors thanks to the pandemic. It's funny that the article, and I don't even have it in front of me, but I wanted to do it because it said something like, most people never want to go outside. They love to get on their couch and watch TV. But as soon as your government says, don't go outside, everyone's like, I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm going outside. So
you can't stop me. You can't hold me down.
Right. Very typical. But people went camping and fishing and hiking and target shooting and bike riding and hunting and running and rock climbing and all of these things. They spent over $100 on whatever their particular outdoor event is and spent more time outdoors probably than they have in a while thanks to our pandemic.
So yay. Mm-hmm. It's not good for the people who are always outside because now they're like, what the F is going on with all these people?
Yeah, I have found myself going, this is more crowded than ever, and I guess I'll just wait. All right. What are you going to do? You're either afraid of COVID or you're not.
Right.
And I am.
Yep.
So, let me give you a couple fast facts.
Oh, boy, fast facts. Well, the last fast fact you gave me was about PCP.
Yeah.
I'm dying for more.
Well, who knew James Cameron had taken PCP before?
By accident, let's qualify.
True,
that, you know.
But
somebody spiked the punch.
Very surprising.
Or the soup.
Well, that happens. I mean, you took LSD accidentally, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. That's very true. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what that stuff was going to do to me.
Huge accident when you grabbed it and stuck it in your mouth.
I didn't know what it did.
Mm-hmm. Even the second time?
And why ask? I mean,
I was trying to show my friend that a piece of paper can't do anything to you. Don't be a duh. And then it turned out it really did take me on a run, including I lost my job. And, that day in particular. And then I just sat in my room and waited for the ceiling to stop breathing. Because it was every time I breathed, the whole ceiling dropped into my mouth and then flew out of my mouth. Mm. It was unbelievable.
Sounds trippy.
Buzz Aldrin. Wasn't the first man to walk on the moon, but he was the first person to number one on the moon.
Oh.
He went in a special bag in his suit while he was out for a walk on the moon.
So he said, by the way, Houston, I'm peeing right now.
Yeah.
First guy to pee on the
moon. Everything they do up there is a first, right?
Sure. Every single thing.
In the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme, there's no mention of him being an egg. That's just how he's evolved to look in our pop culture.
Do you think that is because kids didn't want to hear about some guy hurting himself?
Right. Probably. I mean, you're the one who's brought up those is it the Aesop fables? The ones that are just, they're not
No, good. Grimm's fairy tales.
Grimm's, sorry.
No, they are good, is I think what you mean. Those are like bad things happen.
Right.
Well, I feel like I'm the person I am today because of Grimm's.
Okay.
Good times.
According to a new survey of parents with young children, half say this era is going to permanently affect their parenting. The top ways is they'll be putting more emphasis on hygiene. Wash your damn hands. And focusing
Everyone's
more on getting
that.
The kids to do chores and keeping the house clean.
Right. We're all pigs living in this sty. Can you guys hear that?
No.
No.
Okay,
that is great news.
The survey also found 3/4 of parents say their child has given them more of a routine during the pandemic, mainly thanks to things like bedtime, snacks, meal times, and bedtimes. You got to do all that stuff for the kids, so that's fairly normal.
Right.
I wanted to mention this because I thought it was funny. I didn't even look it up, but there's an Instagram account called Miserable Men, and it's all pictures of men looking bored or even falling asleep on shopping trips with their wives. Mm. There's 346,000 followers, which I went, wait, what? We don't have anywhere near that number.
Well, we need to post more pictures of bored men, I guess, you know? Oh, what?
This is great.
That guy is just sleeping.
Yeah.
I've put up pictures of John when he's bored at Joanne's Fabric with me or whatever. Guys just are not. That is actually really funny. I think because when people see something like that, they're like, oh, I have one of those pictures too. And then they follow the account and they post their thing
yeah,
up. And
you bet. You know. Yep. I've definitely been that
oh
guy
God.
Looking for a chair. Where's a chair?
In a piano. Oh, that's funny.
We are still here. Wow. Okay. Anyway, 7 in 10 parents are... In an effort to make up for the crummy Halloween, have spent a lot more on decorations, which I absolutely did. So Halloween decorations are benefiting from the pandemic. More people spent more money, and every reason from I wanted to make my kids happy to
right.
my neighbor stepped their game up, so I had to step mine up.
So what did you buy specifically for, like, is there something that you're like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing?
No, I actually, everything I did was for my kids and my wife because I don't care about Halloween decorations at the house. I see that as a thing to put up and a thing to take down, and I'm not interested. But we bought a big blow-up ghost that has lights on it that's, I want to say, 12 feet tall.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Where's that? Now, where did you put, is that hung just on the front of the house? Or
it,
what is
it's
the...
not hung. You have to plug it in, and then it blows up. And if you unplug it, it deflates.
Oh,
nice. So they all seem to be a fire hazard to me, but everyone was so happy that I brought these things
it's
home.
It's worth it.
That I just went, all right, well... I guess you guys love it.
Look at you getting into the spirit of things.
But I went to, I just did the Home Depot, and I honestly, I think I dropped about $500.
Damn.
Oh boy, you went big.
Yeah.
You gotta put some pictures up.
I would, except then it's my house is up.
Yeah, that's true. Take it from the house down the street.
There's
or something,
a
you know,
bunch
like...
of stuff that I would love to post for you guys, except I'm like, oh, there's my van. Oh, there's a street address. Well, no,
right?
I don't think that's a good idea.
You need to get that blur tool going on there.
I don't know how to do that. It's really, either. I look at my Instagram, and if I can give you a quick snapshot into my world. I posted something yesterday.
Oh, what'd you post? I didn't go on yesterday.
On my stories, I posted 2 pictures. My daughter, the youngest one, if you say, smile for a picture, she closes her eyes and throws the fakest, worst smile you've ever seen.
This is the youngest one or the oldest one?
The youngest one. No, they're on my stories, Bryn.
I'm looking at it right now, yeah. Adorable.
That.
She's just squeezing it together and smiling away. Oh,
so we were riding skateboards. That's the one. It's terrible. She just can't.
I love it.
Anyway, I don't mind posting. I like posting. I just can't take the time to blur out an address.
I hear you.
It's too much.
I would still like to see the 12-foot ghost wiggling around.
I'll send it to you personally.
Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah, I'd like to see
there's
that.
A few things I'll send you personally that you might like.
Oh, well. I'm going to get some personal pictures from Vinny today. The day is looking up.
Oh, right. Please, what haven't you seen?
All the stuff.
Right.
You're right. I don't need any pictures. Just
exactly
of the Halloween
right.
decorations.
Our text numbers, 804. Don't forget. don't play that yet. Don't forget. The movie's reviews. are coming up in like, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Can you guys hear this coming out of my headphones?
Keep saying that. It's we don't hear anything.
Listen.
Oh, yeah, that's loud.
Yeah, it's loud, and it's in my headphones this whole break, and I don't know how to turn it down, and no one will come in here for me to
scream, shut up, John.
I can't. They're not. They're out of the house.
Oh.
Oh, well.
That's distracting.
Well, let them have it when we go to break.
Oh, I'm going to.
In Michael's craft store, says 707, one of the displays said, help, my wife is shopping here.
Oh, well.
Cute.
What they should do is put some chairs there to actually help the people whose right. wives are shopping there.
Mm-hmm. Yo, S&V, fall back this weekend. If there was ever an argument to end daylight savings times, another hour of 2020 is it.
We could have one less hour of this year if we just kept the clocks the same.
My husband and I are some of those people threatening to leave this country if the election doesn't go as planned. And we are dead serious. Because if our guy doesn't win, then this simply is not the country we always believed it to be. And I simply don't want to live in a country rooted in hatred, lies, and division. Yeah, that's been a cold splash of water for me, too. I really did foolishly believe we were a lot farther down the road. And it's a bummer, but it's also something that needed to come out somehow, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've never
fix it if you don't know it's there.
Right. It's true. Sometimes you do have to take a good, hard look right into the eyes of something.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.